Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Talking about the Magic Millions, this could be one heading there in a few weeks' time.
Top of the straight, Explorations two lengths away, and then came Magnate the far side, but he found what he needed to, 11-11. He bounded away again, put a little gap on them the last 100 metres, and now Tommy Berry sits up late, and 11-11, too good for Creator.
Yeah, that was yesterday's trial at Canterbury, won by 11-11. It's trained by Greg Hickman. Morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, the two trials that we've seen, this horse shows plenty of potential, mate.
Yeah, no, he's done everything reasonably right. We tried the blinkers on him yesterday and he probably over-raced a bit, so we'll think about taking them off when we run him.
Was it a case of just wanting to test a gelding like him just with the blinkers before you start racing?
Yeah, just to give us a view on what we can do and can't do and... Yeah, even when we had the blinkers on, we put the saddle on him, he had a bit of a jump forward when it was on. So it was all very sort of new to him, and we'll know what we can do when we get into his race preparation.
Has he just been one? I noted that he's been gelded. You just felt that he needed that early?
100%. He was a handful, and if he would have been left a cold, he probably wouldn't have made the racetrack.
Yeah, understand. Well, give us an update. He's by Fastnet Rock out of an American dam called Smoke and Alice. What attracted you to 11-11 back at the Magic Million sale?
Yeah, no, we had some people sort of keeping an eye out for some horses for us, and they said, come and have a look at this one, and we went and had a look at him. We liked it, and then I had a discussion with Ian Smith, and I got him from $250,000 back to $230,000, so... We decided.
And has the horse, you know, you've explained what you've done with him to geld him, but is he now showing you what you expected, you know, with two trials, one on a heavy track, one a good four yesterday, and he seemed to cope with both pretty good?
Yeah, no, he has. I just think he's just learning all the time. He's improving all the time. He's like he's just doing everything better as we proceed with him, and... Now that he's been gelded and we've put the work, more work into him, he's become more tractable on the ground.
Okay. So what's the plan? You'd love to get to January 12. You've got to get some prize money.
Well, we're just working out now to get some transport. He'll probably kick his career off on the 1st of December at Doomben. There's a series of races up there that we'd like to tackle and end up at the Magic Millions.
I'm just going to get Parada's form up. Is that what you did with Parada?
Yeah, he did that as a three-year-old.
Yeah, okay. So you just feel, I mean, there's options here, obviously, and there's options by going up there and being up there as you hopefully aim towards a Magic Millions race day.
Well, I mean, if we can, I mean, the odds of doing it 2 years in a row is pretty unlikely, but, I mean, there's a $500,000 bonus up there, which is a nice little carrot to charge for, and maybe it's a little bit easier up there. You just never know what T-rolls you can run into anywhere, and you can have a little spill up there, and maybe if he's good enough and keeps on improving, you can come back for the slipper.
Yep, understand. All right, well, a lot of interest. I know you've got, Sean's got one with you, a two-year-old. Have you got others that we'll be seeing in the short term?
No, not quite yet, but there's a nice Demon gelding here that will be heading for Scone, and there's a nice deep field filly heading for Adelaide. So they're just early stages of their preparation and haven't sort of had a look at them at all yet, so they're cross your fingers.
Yep, understand. All right, well, we look forward off the trial yesterday. I urge people to go and have a look at it. Racing NSW have got it. Sky Racing's website have got those replays as well. But the one thing that shone through to me off the trial yesterday was just that when Tommy just squeezed a little bit, there was a good little burst of speed.
No, there certainly was, and it's very encouraging. And the best thing about it is they come out and they're home and their legs and joints are nice and cold, and he's pulled up well that way, and the feed bin's empty.
Yep, all right. Well, watch for 11-11. Got to ask you about Parada. He tried his heart out down the straight on Saturday, Greg.
Yeah, no, he went absolutely super, Andrew. He's an amazing horse. They sort of haven't done much in the straight racing. We only had Private Secretary down there once, and she ran third, and he's come down there, and he got a little bit lost, and maybe if we would have been another part of the track in different circumstances, we would have been a lot closer, but tried his heart out, come home, licked the bin out, on the float at 9 o'clock the next morning, back home, 6:30, bin empty at 8:30.
Yeah, he's a bit like me, he loves his food, does he?
He doesn't carry the same amount of weight, mate.
No, he can tighten up in the girth better than what I can. So, I mean, you learnt through the prep. There was discussion about the Everest, and then you went to the Epsom and things like that. Have you worked out what you'd like to see from Parada in 2019?
Look, yes, at the moment we're just sort of looking into it. But, I mean, we've got the new market back in at Flemington. We've got the Canterbury Stakes here. You got the TJ Smith, and we've got the All Age Stakes. A few options keep you from to 14 and under. Blinkers on, and sort of now that we're not going up in distance, the work sort of won't be longer. We kept shorter, sharper, and more zippier. So hopefully that's what will happen.
Yeah, you just feel now, after watching him in the last two or three races, that he's a better 12 and 1,400-metre horse.
I think so, because, you know, I mean, till he gets a little bit more, a little stronger, you know, I really think he could do anything he wanted to, but at what level? But just at this time and seeing what he's done and looked at his form, see, he doesn't turn four until this Friday, Andrew. So
I
think he's doing a pretty good job for where he's at.
Yeah, understand. No, we look forward to seeing him. He, despite not winning, it was one of the strongest races of sprint races of the season, and he was there fighting it out, Parada, for sure. Good on you, Greg. I should have checked, mate. Anything at Hawkesbury?
No, we're pretty quiet. Friday night, one Friday night all this week. So we'll just regroup from the trip and do what we've got to do here, but just Friday night.
All right, mate. Well, good luck then, and we'll catch up. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thank you very much, Andrew.